Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Costa Rica to Savannah, Ecuador to Montana, from Latin America to your hometown. To your taste, a smile on your face. It's a great way to start your five a day. Bees for banana. Oh yeah.
Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee. I'll get myself a headache there. I genuinely did. Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. Weeknights, 10 till 1. Podcasts are plenty. iTunes, Acast, your usual podcast provider. I'm not here next week. Catherine's here next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
If you want to give us a call tonight about anything you want, 0344 499 1000. Becky the Witch, stay there. We're going to come to you in a second. First of all, here's a story that I think is important that everybody needs to know about. Woman 21 who claims she has sex with her boyfriend, 74, every day. Flippin' heck. Vows they will get intimate on a TV reality show. Whoa! To prove their love is real, despite their 53-year age gap. A couple with an age gap of more than half a century, who have sex every day, have entered a reality TV show where they plan to continue their daily lovemaking on the programme. Stunning brunette Miljana Bogdanović. I like the name Bogdanović. Peter Bogdanović was an actor, of course. What was he in? I've no idea. Like, he's like an actor from the old days that my mum would probably have fancied, I think. I want to say he was in that film about the boat, Dr. Zhivago.
That's not about a boat.
There's a boat in it.
There isn't. There's a train.
Excuse me, there's a boat in Dr. Zhivago. It's the only bit I've seen of that film, and there's a boat in it. A big cruiser, a big steam cruiser. In Dr. Zhivago. Never seen it.
Oh, you never... Right.
Never lived. No, I've seen the bit with the boat. There is a boat in Dr. Zhivago where they
go to Siberia, but they don't go on a boat.
Yeah, there's a boat in it. Dr. Zhivago.
This couple...
Dr. Zhivago.
Oh... Their clothes were better in Dr. Zhivago. The Zhivago girl is very, very beautiful, yeah, but she does look like she's been dipped in superglue and rolled through Matalan.
Please, please.
It's just, there's no sense. This there's no sense to what she's got on.
Well, this is going to be awkward at the wedding when I meet her and make her fall in love with me through legitimate wooing. I may not be able to invite you to my...
It's fine. I'll just send some next vouchers.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. We're going to have a great honeymoon. She gets a discount.
So this couple, right, they do it every day and they're
going to... Yes, sorry. And her fiancé, Miloko Bozic, 74, a grey-haired grandfather, live in the village of Pilatovici in western Serbia's municipality of Podzega. They have entered the reality show Parovi!
Now it is time for comrades and comradesses to enjoy Parovi! Or in English, you will call it couples.
Oh, couples. Well, that's interesting.
In the Serbian capital city of Belgrade. Although they can't have sex in the missionary position because of the elderly man's heart problems.
Yeah, it's all right. So they have it off every day.
What, he can't see her flapping boobies because it will give him a heart attack?
Well, also, they claim to he doesn't get time to see anything.
They claim to enjoy a very active, intimate life, without resorting to the old Viagra. So
they're very intimate. She wipes his bum and feeds him.
The couple who I'm ignoring you because you are.
What do they do for the other 23 hours and 59 minutes?
Childish. And the couple who claim to have sex every day at home.
Define sex.
You've missed a joke there. And the couple who claim to have sex every day at home. You then say the home.
Oh, right, yeah.
Say they will carry on during their time on the show as they are desperate to start a family. Milania said, "The men, I'm from Russia. You are a comrade.
She's from Serbia.
The men known couples are mostly young. They don't have grey hair or wear glasses, so they don't have chance with me. Of course we will have sex. Why wouldn't we? I would love to get pregnant and give birth to baby. Hopefully. If not on couples, then after we leave show.
We are they going to be on it for 9 months? Does she not know how that works?
We plan to cuddle and love each other there as if we were at home. I really want to prove to people that this is the real thing between Milocho and me and not a marketing trick like everyone says."
The couple have also been revealing some of their bedroom secrets, which have to take into account the fact that Milocho underwent heart surgery in December.
So a hoist and a defibrillator.
Miliana said, this is the lady, "I love sex positions where the man dominates. I get excited when Milocho spanks me on the bum."
She also revealed how she likes to seduce him, saying, "It's enough." By the way, she's hot, right?
Yeah.
"It's enough for me to take shower and go out naked from bathroom. He should load immediately."
No, stop it. She doesn't say that.
"I do not need to touch.
Sometimes he'll remove sock."
Milocho revealed his young fiancé is also easily aroused, saying, "It's enough to put hand on..." Oh, no, that's the man saying it.
"It's enough to put my hand on her stomach and she wants sex."
Oh, dear.
But the pensioner added they had to bear in mind doctor's orders when they have sex. Here we go, doctor's orders. Get them off, love. Milocho added, that's the man,
"Miliana loves me to spank her bum. When it comes to positions, our favourite is from behind. I would love to do it from front, but cannot. Because of heart surgery, I cannot do missionary."
Sure. Okay. Yeah, whatever you say.
But if he had...
I can't. The doctor said.
But he added, I just have to lie here. Could you not put something in... heart surgery. I've just got to lie here. Could you ride me a little bit harder, please? But he added,
"If needed for her, I would drink Viagra and go happy to paradise."
Drink it? They're making teas now? Teas. The couple have stunned neighbours with their unusual relationship. Milocho, that's the man, has three children aged 40, 35 and 30 from his first marriage and two grandchildren aged 13 and 11. The couple plan to marry in a registry office on the 7th of September. Boring, 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 because they're not talking about sex anymore.
Gosh. I've got a similar story, but it's a woman. Are you interested?
Yeah, go on.
It's entitled...
Michael, Becky, we'll come to you in a bit, I promise.
This is from The Sun. "Mind the gap," which I think is a bit rude. Mm. "Would you date this 82-year-old... Oh, they mean age gap. "Would you date this 82-year-old Tinder gran who has sex three times a week and is bombarded with offers from men under 35?
Yes.
You haven't seen her? Don't matter, does it? "If you have a mate who likes older women, then we've found the glamorous grand of his dreams. Hattie Retroage," I'm guessing not her real name, "goes on, is 82, goes on three Tinder dates a week with toy boy lovers decades her junior and claims," and I'm quoting this directly, "I've never met a man..."
Do the voice.
"I've never met a man who doesn't want to F me."
She actually said that. She told female men her age weren't able to please her in bed because
they're not adept at giving women orgasms.
Oh, the New Yorker.
"They're not adept at giving women orgasms."
The New Yorker, who's been single for 35 years, normally dates blokes in their 50s and says sex isn't always a guarantee. Hattie said, "We go out for a drink and if the chemistry is right, we go to my apartment. And if not, then we just leave each other." She once put an ad in the paper saying she wanted to sleep with men under 35 and was instantly bombarded with requests. The self-confessed cougar and mum of two, who has three grandkids, is a former dancer and now works as a life coach and writer. Hattie split from her ex-husband in 1984, then in her 50s, because she felt he hadn't worked hard enough to get her kids into college. And she's got some blunt advice for women following the menopause. She said, "The sex tip I'm giving people is to masturbate, for God's sake.
God.
You must keep the engine going whether you feel like it or not. Keep it alive." Hattie also loves porn and recommends congratulating your partner when he's aroused. Well done! Well done! As well as swimming and fitness classes to keep fit. She says her daughter, Rana, 53, is amazingly supportive, but her son, Josh, 57, and his wife hate it when I talk about sex. Earlier this week, we revealed Gambia has become a sex paradise for British grands that makes Magaluf look tame.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Flipping, eh? That's the place, is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Hattie. And there's a little picture of Hattie. She looks a bit like Blanche from the Golden Girls.
How many boobs has she got? I can see four.
Well, I mean, some people are into that.
I can't work that out.
She's wearing a swimming costume and tights.
Classy.
Ooh.
There we go. Right, enough of that. Okay.
There's a picture of her dressing a man who looks like a thumb.
All right, we'll have a little break. We'll come back. We'll speak to Michael. We'll speak to Becky the Witch. We could be speaking to you, dear listener, 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Set free your mind. Let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Kath, you're right. What's wrong?
I just caught wind of you.
Okay, well that's fake news. It's fake news.
It's not fake. It's old news, unfortunately.
Okay.
Fetid.
Calm down. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Ian.
What can we do for you on this most holiest of Thursdays?
Well, of this most holiest of Thursdays, I have one question and then a little game if you're willing to play.
Oh, mate, we're in. This is what we live for, yes.
Have you played Lego Pirates?
No. What is it?
Off of the Lego games.
I know. Off of the Lego games. That's such a great phrase. What do you mean, like the video games?
Yeah.
I've not seen Lego Pirates. No, my boys love all that stuff, but no.
I've not played a Lego game before, but it's really good.
I like the Lego games. I like watching my boys play them, although they're starting to get a bit bored of them. I tell you what we were playing today on the PS2, SpongeBob SquarePants. I bought 25 PS2 games for 20 quid, or was it 20 games for 25 quid? Either way. And there's loads of stuff. SpongeBob SquarePants we were playing today. Oh, it was great. But no, I've not played Lego Pirates. I've played all the Lego Star Wars and Lego Indiana Jones and all of that stuff, but not Lego Pirates.
Well, I've been playing with my stepson, and it's absolutely brilliant. Next, would you, the quick game, if you would like to play.
Is it Lego Pirates? I'm in.
No, we could do that. Although I'm having a bit of a celebrity party at the moment.
Yes.
Although there's no music because my missus has a laptop and I couldn't put any background on.
Okay.
So I'll bring a celebrity up to the phone and you have to guess who the celebrity is.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's get some party music. Everyone calm down. Crying out loud. Here we go. Right. Mrs. Mills, go on.
Okay. So I'll hand the phone over now to one of my celebrity guests. You have to guess who it is.
Beautiful.
Okay, here we go. I'll just hand the phone over now.
Thank you, man.
Okay, you ready? Here.
Michael's handing the phone over.
Hello, yes.
Sean Connery.
Oh, my God, I used to be in the movies. Yes, it's me, Sean. I'll just hand the phone back to Michael.
Hang on, Sean Connolly.
I'm Sean Connolly.
Hang on a minute. You've got a fake Sean there.
That was quick.
You've got a fake Sean there.
Hang on, you ready? Next one.
Can't
coming
hear.
Up. Hang on, wait a sec.
It's too busy.
Just hand the phone over. You ready?
Yes. Yes.
I need to buy a tournament door for my child.
It sounds like Emo Phillips.
Yeah, but I think it's supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, is it?
I'm the governor.
The governor, ticket. Yeah, Arnold, okay. Yeah. Is this a recording? Okay.
No. All right, I've got another. This one's really difficult.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Come here. I'm Alan Carr. Who was that?
No idea.
Is it Justin Lee Collins?
No.
Well, okay, I've got one.
Go on, let's go.
I'll have a bag of chips and a can of Tizer, please.
Oh, hang on.
I'm Roger Moore.
I've got one.
Go on.
Go.
What the hell is going on? I was told I was coming to like a palace with all the finest celebrities.
Sanjeev Bhaskar.
No.
And all I got is you guys. I never heard of you. Jackie.
Is that?
Jackie.
Okay, so someone with a penis in their mouth.
Kinda.
Okay, again, I go back to Sanjeev Bhaskar.
I had a lot of work done to make me look so beautiful.
So someone who's into property building.
Glamorous.
Some friends in the mafia that are with me right now. I'll just hand the phone over.
Okay. Oh God.
Okay. Come
here. You, Joey, there's a problem here. We gotta tell the boss. Catherine's not doing a very good impression of you.
Says this guy,
I'll come kick your ass. I'll get one of my boys to come over there. They're gonna kick your lily white ass in the next week.
No, the boss is not gonna be very happy with this.
Your boss. I wipe my ass on your boss.
Come back, please. Yeah, thank you. He gets a bit feisty.
Okay, Matthew and Michael, thank you for your call.
Some kind of mama duke.
What just happened?
I don't know. Very famous mother, if anyone was trying to play along at home.
It was Jackie Stallone.
Well, obviously it was Jackie Stallone. Well, a very famous woman. Ben, don't let me read your ass.
Yes, mate!
Yeah!
Jackie. Okay, all right. And let's just put that spotlight back on me. Thank you. Let's go to Becky the... I like this music,
yeah,
by the
Becky.
Way.
Yeah,
Becky! Becky! By the way, Monday's show is being hosted by Jackie Stallone, so that's
going to
be...
Sure is. Get your ass kicked in now.
Let's go to Becky the Witch. Good evening, Becky.
Hi.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Sorry you've joined us just as the LSD is starting to kick in. She spoke just 20 minutes ago when we hadn't come up yet, but now my eyes really are bobbling.
Are you sure it's LSD or something I might have slipped into your drink earlier?
Oh!
A witch's brew.
She's put a spell on us. How are you, Becky?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. What you got for us tonight?
I was just going to ask you, really, how the spell worked for you.
It worked. We cast a spell. Was it last week or was it this week? I get confused by time.
It was last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
The hot love spell.
We cast a spell to create love. To create love, not like filthy love.
No,
you know,
not
negativity.
Not negativity.
Yeah, not bum love. It was just...
Stop rushing in there, Steve.
It was just to create a feeling of love around the thing. We had at least three people tweeting us saying it had worked for them. We didn't have anyone tweeting us saying it hadn't worked.
No.
And we had about three or four people tweeting saying it worked. And I have had pretty good week. Since then, I've got a year clean. I've passed my motorbike driving test in 36 minutes. It's my cat's 20th birthday. I'm having things seem to, the spell seems to have worked.
Yes, I've had a good week myself.
Yeah, go on.
On the whole, I've had a good week. I've had a few downs, but
can't blame that on me. That's nothing to do with my spell.
No,
Would have been worse without the spell.
No.
Would have been worse.
Not blaming anything on the spell. All I'm saying is that yes, it works, and noticed as well the tweets that people have sent.
Here's the thing. How do I make money out of my obvious skill?
Oh, you make money. Oh.
I've got the gift. I want to monetize it now.
Well, you know about karma, don't you?
That's when you meditate and you get karma, yeah. I'm feeling calmer than I was a while ago. Yeah, I know karma. Of course I know karma. I'm a bright guy.
Such very a bright. Spiritual man.
Very, very bright guy. So I'm karma now, so I'd like the money.
No, I mean, what you bring into the spell, what you want from the spell, you need to take out of the spell get what you want.
Okay, so
if you want a money spell,
yeah,
that's all
different. That's a different.
Well and good, but something bad could happen to help.
Could something
balance that out? And
well, exactly.
Money.
Would the bad thing have to happen to me, or could the bad thing happen to someone else, like Catherine?
It could happen to someone else.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. I'm up for that.
But I would get money.
Might not be Catherine, though.
But I would get money.
But what about if it happens to someone
that you like?
Yeah, in your family or whatever, you know.
I'm trying to think.
These are the things that you need to take into consideration, Ian.
I'm prepared to do that deal. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I want money. I want a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if Catherine gets a cold or a bad haircut, that's what we're talking about, right?
I don't actually dabble with money spells and stuff like that, so no, that's not the sort of thing that I do.
Okay.
I deal with.
That's a shame.
Sorry.
That's a shame, Becky. We'll get it.
You'll have to tweet out for another witch for that. Okay. I'm sorry.
Let's send a tweet out for an evil witch. We've had a nice witch, and she was great.
It's not evil doing money spell. It's just
greedy. A greedy witch.
No, it's not necessarily greedy. It's just
grasping.
Grasping.
Yeah.
Grasping.
Yeah, Catherine's right there.
Yeah.
It can be very grasping and also, as I say as well, it can cause problems.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, do you really want what you think you want?
Yeah, I want some money.
When you get it, you might not want it.
I want some money. I want money. That's what I want. I want a lot of money, and I want it now.
It's never enough.
Never enough. All right. Well, Becky, I won't do a money spell then. Not in public.
Okay.
I will keep that private. But let's just say, when I come back smoking, I really want to smoke a cigar.
Don't.
And that's, you see what I'm dealing with, Becky?
Yeah.
I just want to
someone who understands addiction.
No, I
don't,
just
because you don't dabble.
I just want to smoke.
You'll start with a cigar, addiction. Then you'll be lighting a flipping didgeridoo.
Imagine a didgeridoo packed with baccy.
Exactly. It all starts with a cigar.
Okay, all right. Okay.
No.
No, I understand addiction myself.
Yeah.
I did some drugs in my early 20s, late teens, so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, drugs aren't cool, but cigar isn't a drug. Cigar isn't a drug.
It is a bit, yeah.
It's a drug for pussies, right? I did much harder stuff than cigars.
All right.
So I can do cigars standing on my head.
Okay, let's flash forward 10 days.
You should have seen what I was shoveling into me. All right, Becky. Hey, listen, thank you so much. I'm only joking about the money spell, of course.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
He's not.
But
he's
I
not
am going to be sacrificing a goat tonight at midnight.
Cool.
Becky, thanks so much.
See if you can cast any demons as well and let me know.
Oh God, she's outrageous. I will do, Becky. Thanks for your call. Take care.
See you soon.
Bye-bye. There you go. It's Becky. Becky is our witch. She's our witch. She's a good witch, and that's our witch. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Late night conversation, wealth losing sleep over.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. I'm tired, man. I've not been able to catch up on sleep this week at all. When have I got Sunday? I can have a day of doing nothing because I've got nothing. Got the boys. Got voiceover tomorrow, got to pick the boys up. Then got the boys Saturday for a few hours. And then Sunday, nothing. I think, what are you doing this weekend? Have you got anything exciting planned?
So Saturday, we're going to mass family outing to Safari Park.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Because my father-in-law wants some tickets.
Oh, freebie.
Well, but the rest of us are paying and we're going to spread the cost. And
then, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Still a few quid
It'll be a thing. And then Sunday is Mother's Day, isn't it? So,
oh, sugar.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm hoping I'm going to do nothing.
I'll send some flowers and I might pop over for a bit. I'm slightly loath to go to the care home at the moment, but I might pop over for a...
You're not going in disguise?
In disguise. Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do.
You should camo up.
Maybe I'll pop over. I don't know. Listen to this. Woman who feels no pain. You seen this?
Yes.
She gave birth to her children but felt no pain and barely batted an eyelid. I would say batted an eyelid after an horrific car accident.
God.
Even as a child, Jo Cameron carried on as normal for 3 days without realising she had, in fact, broken her arm. She later took only paracetamol after undergoing what should have been excruciating surgery to remove a bone from her thumb. Astonishingly, the 71-year-old is protected from the agony suffered by the rest of us thanks to a gene mutation which stops pain signals reaching the brain. But pain is God's way of telling you to stop.
Yeah, or that something's wrong.
Mm. Even more amazing is that she only realised how special she is at the age of 65. Experts believe her condition is only found once in every several million people. The genetic mutations revealed in the British Journal of Anaesthesia also boost a chemical called anandamide, which, here we go, she's like Adric from Doctor Who. There's a reference for the kids. Which keeps the retired college lecturer cheerful and speeds up the healing process. This woman's got like superpowers.
Super grand.
Mrs. Cameron has told how she needed just gas and air while giving birth to her children, Jeremy and Amy. I didn't feel any pain at all. My advice to other women was that childbirth is not as bad as you think it is. It just feels strange, but doesn't really hurt. I didn't realise that would not be the case for them. For me, it was not the wrong advice because that was my experience. She can also this is weird. She can also happily eat Scotch bonnet chili peppers, claimed to be the hottest in the world, and they only feel a bit warm in her mouth.
Gosh.
The show's about to heat up a little bit. Mrs. Cameron from Whitebridge near Loch Ness is rarely anxious, even during an accident 2 years ago when her car flipped over twice and plunged into a ditch. So she doesn't get anxious. This is insane. She suffered terrible bruising but no discomfort at all. It is hoped her case will help doctors develop new treatments for people suffering chronic pain after surgery. The pensioner, who lives with 72-year-old husband Jim, said, "When I was 8, I broke my arm roller skating and didn't realise. It was 3 days later that my mother noticed it was hanging strangely. I'm forever burning myself on our oven." There we go, you see. "But only notice when I smell the burning flesh."
Wow.
"I cut myself and I don't realise until I see the blood. I just feel clumsy, hardly like a superhero." She stressed, I do understand that people are fascinated, but I've always been this way. I think there are other people like this who have just not realised it yet. Here's the thing. I suspect a lot of people who aren't normal don't realise that they're not normal. I wonder, you know, those colourblind tests you do at school? Always great fun. I always wanted to fail the colourblind tests. Always wanted to. If they didn't have those tests, if you were off that day, I think they're slightly different when they do it now, but if you were off school that day or that week and you missed that test, you wouldn't know you were colourblind, would you?
It might emerge later on when you were missing things that other people were seeing, for example.
I suppose so. The genetic mutations make me naturally high. And I'm always in a good mood, which can be annoying for my family. The serious side of this is that I hope this could help people who do suffer terrible pain and that there could be a natural treatment for them. She needs to suckle people who are in pain. She suckles
them. She's in her 70s. I don't think there's going to be anything.
Well, you don't know, actually. That's ageist,
express.
Actually.
Yes, ageist. Well, no, it's genetics.
Wow, that's incredible. What we need to do is kidnap her and get a sample of her blood and drink it.
You're right, though, about the whole thing of how do you know, people cope, right? If you've had a mutation like she has or whatever since you were a baby, how are you going to know? Because everyone develops coping mechanisms and by the time...
What your life is normal.
Yeah.
Unless it happens at a later age, like you go deaf or blind is an obvious one, or you have no sense of taste. You know, unless you've experienced normality, and I'm sorry for using the word normal, but I'm really, really tired. You know what I mean? Unless you've
average.
Okay. Unless you've experienced that and then lost it, you don't know.
No, because you
can't
manage.
Miss what you never had.
I only got glasses when I was 17, 18 because I buggered up an exam. But then I kind of...
Your eye test exam?
No. I think it was my mock A-levels or something. I buggered it up and it was only after investigation they realised I needed glasses.
Oh.
And after that, I stopped knocking. I was always a really clumsy kid. I would knock things over. I would walk into things. There was always that going on. And I wonder how long I needed glasses for and no one noticed.
Yeah. It's funny our world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny. We're funny creatures, human beings. Let's...
What's going on?
Let's get this out of the way. George.
Hello.
You said something last night.
Yes.
You upset quite a lot of people last night.
Because of said playing Nigel.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I recognised that that was probably the wrong thing to say, so I apologise if I upset anybody, but it wasn't... It was just me, as I say, being of the mind that everyone is playing the part.
Okay, that's how I interpreted it as well, but I know that some people didn't interpret that way and they felt slightly mean.
I apologise
for that.
All right,
fine, cool.
Also, when I called, I was suggesting changing the name of the programme.
Yeah, what was that about, the late night surgery? I didn't quite understand that.
Well, much of your program recently sounds like some sort of surgery, so that came to mind. But maybe the late night alternative surgery. I don't know. Just has a ring to it. I haven't made any progress with me trying to get a story in the newspapers. No. But
I tell you now, it will not get. I don't know what the story was, but it will not get in the papers because the papers. I haven't been in the papers for ages. They're not interested in me. I've been in a few online, news websites, but not in the papers. They're not interested in me anymore. That's worn off.
Well, I think they would have been if you would have done what I asked you to do yesterday.
It was my fault.
No. I just said I wanted to turn our conversation into a podcast, and I wanted to link you to a conversation I had with the late Mike Dickin on YouTube,
and
open up an investigation into how Mike Dickin died. Essentially,
he had a heart attack and crashed his car.
That's what they say.
Oh, come on, George. Come on.
It was 2 days.
Come on.
2 days before he was going to do a special programme on Talk Sport, in which he was going to prove that Princess Diana had been murdered.
So you're saying that Mike Dickin was murdered?
Maybe.
Oh, come on, George.
No, maybe.
He's got family, man. That's nonsense. He was an incredibly overweight, unhealthy gentleman. Why does a heart attack seem so unlike? Who would drive? Didn't he live in like Devon or Cornwall and would drive for hours to come and do the show and hours back? Why does that seem just so unlikely?
Just the synchronicity of what happened.
No, it's not synchronicity. It's a coincidence. It's a coincidence that.
Yeah, but you know, I don't believe in coincidence.
Well, you should do because to suggest that someone was murdered when they actually died in a really tragic situation and accident. I think that's a little bit below the
timing of it. Anyway, it was what the conversation I was trying to tune people into was one I had with him in 1985. He was on Capital Radio at the time.
Just to flag up the point that I made yesterday, all of your phone calls are about other phone calls, and this phone call is about another phone call.
To a different radio station.
Yeah, it's about another phone call.
In 1985, it's a story, Ian. I've got all my collection of tapes.
I know.
Which tell my story, essentially, or how
There's only so much I can do with a phone call about other phone calls.
Yeah, but it's the nature of the phone call, and it's something I was saying in 1985 that I'm still saying today, essentially. And it was a program linked to alien intelligences and flying saucers and what have you.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube.
Yep.
Into the Mystic Rainbow George, and I have to confess, of all the calls I've got, there's only one I can think of that I've actually lied on, and this.
You could see the faces of Catherine and Sam right now.
Yeah,
they're losing the will to both of them. Got their heads in their hands, looking up to the heavens.
Into the Mystic Rainbow George.
Okay,
just check it out, please, and maybe people will react to
maybe
it.
Maybe people will. What did you want to say tonight?
Tonight, I really wanted to ask for your help to get a story in the newspaper.
George, I've explained.
Yes.
They're not going to print a story. How can I help get a story in the papers? The papers aren't interested in me, and they certainly won't be interested in some crackpot theory that a presenter who died 10 years ago was murdered by...
Well, it goes much deeper than that.
But what's your evidence?
Evidence of what?
Of what you're talking about. What's your evidence?
What I'm talking about is communications with alien intelligence.
Right, where's your evidence?
My experience is my evidence.
Okay, well, that doesn't count as evidence. That's anecdotal. So you've got no evidence.
I've got evidence for myself.
Yeah, that's anecdotal, though. That won't count. So what evidence have you got that you would present to a newspaper?
Just of things that are happening and things that are unfolding at the moment. A song lyric is circulating.
Jesus, George!
Yes?
You're going around in circles, man.
I know.
A song lyric is not evidence of aliens, and it's not going to get a newspaper hot and horny.
Well, it's a connection I had with a guy called Ted Owens back in 1976. Who was definitely in communication with the aliens.
And where's the evidence of that? There isn't any.
Oh, yes, there is.
George knows.
No, there is.
Where's the evidence that Ted Owens in 1976 was in communication with aliens?
There's a book written about him, Ted Owens, the PK man. Okay. If you check that out,
Stop setting me homework.
No,
set me homework. I've got enough to do.
But I say it just goes back to.
Okay. George, listen, man, the papers aren't going to pick up on that story. I can trust me on that. They're not going to pick up on Mike Dickin was murdered, and they're not going to pick up on any story about me. So that's a busted flush, I'm afraid.
I just think you're so wrong.
I'll be proved right. And also, if you're hungry, as a lot of people pointed out, right, A, don't buy weed, and B, you were talking about being hungry yesterday and not eating for a couple of days. You've had a very privileged.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Life.
So no, I appreciate.
Complain about having no money while you're buying weed.
Yeah, but
when you got £1 million or whatever it was for a house that you didn't own, and you come from a family of jewelers and stuff. It's just, you know, and comparing it with Nigel's situation just seems a little bit.
I understand that.
Okay.
But weed is food for my mind, I like food for my mind.
Okay, well then you can't complain about being hungry.
I can complain.
Well, you can, but no one gives a shit. No one gives a shit because you spent it all on weed.
Not all on weed. 50 quid a week.
All right, George. I'm going to move on. Thanks very much.
All the best.
Bye bye. Did he say 50 quid a week?
He did.
Lightweight.
Yeah.
Lightweight. Let's go to Mo. Let's just do them all now. Good evening, Mo.
You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to call out of the blue that I just picked up on there.
Out of the blue? You call every night.
Do I? But anyway. It's hard to believe in a coincidence. It's even harder to believe in a coincidence. No, sorry, I just messed up a quote.
Yeah.
1 minute. You're putting me under pressure. I hate pressure. Anyway, it's hard to believe in a
coincidence. Okay, let's go to Nigel. Just a quick one tonight. Nigel, what you got?
Nigel? Your 3D came.
Oh, brilliant. Wicked. The Beatles.
The Beatles one, yeah. And did you know it was in a posh bag as well?
Yeah, it was in a posh bag, yeah. It's a birthday present.
Did you put it in the bag?
Yeah, of course, man.
Oh, I just wondered whether they did that. So you sent me a nice bag as well, thank you.
Posh bag and a nice CD.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep the envelope in case I need to use that for something to keep
Beautiful.
Some of my CDs in.
There you go, wicked.
Yeah, I'm going to see the doctor next week now.
Beautiful.
It's too late to see him.
Are you booked in?
The other thing, can I say something else?
Very quickly, Nigel, go on.
Yes, I went to the bank and the poll tax people have taken out £13 that I didn't have in the bank.
Uh-oh.
And I can't put the £13 back till next Wednesday, which means that by Wednesday I'll owe the bank £60.
Yeah, we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
You need to ask your bank to put a freeze on that.
Well, I can pay so much a week, can't I?
Well, the thing is, if you go overdrawn, then they're going to charge you for it, and you need to ask them to stop charging you and explain the situation.
But I'm going to put some money back into the bank for me phone people to take out. Can I still do that after this trouble?
Yeah, you can still put money in the bank, Nigel. You need to speak to the bank about it, dude.
For it to be taken out, but I have to pay the bank back slowly if it's £60 or £70, won't I?
You need to not be overdrawn in the bank.
Yeah, but it wasn't my fault because they didn't.
That's how it works, unfortunately, Nigel. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Not to worry.
All right, mate.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye bye. Bye bye. There we go. Bank charges. There we go. That's how it works. We predicted it. Once they start, you can't catch up. Well, you've spoken to Helen Grant today.
I have, yeah.
And they're looking into it. They don't need to go into it. We don't need to go into it. They're looking into it. Things will happen, but once it starts getting in that, my prediction is going to be homeless in a year, 6 months. My prediction. I don't know what we can do.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.